FCM, QD4FDI.
QD4FCM, 8 morning, happy Friday.
You ready to go out to eat tonight?
Oh yeah, I'm ready. Chicken of Van's gone. I thought of you when I took the lid off. I wonder if he smells it easily. Yeah, did you see the Lady Gamecocks last night? Undefeated, 22-0.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it? So I wonder how many more games they have to play.
Our Waterloo's coming Sunday, UConn. That's going to be a great game if anybody beats us. Although Kentucky gave a good run, I'll never get over see that girl dunk. Goes down and gets above the rim and kaboosh. She's one that won the dunking champion. Well, I thought you were watching it. It was great. So Sunday, UConn, that's going to be the one of the best games yet.
Is UConn ranked number two?
Number two, but they're up there. Kentucky was way down, but they gave us a good game. Got a little close at one point. We're a second-half team. Second half, it was a blowout. Leah Boston got her double-double. She broke the record for that last game. The previous record holder was here to cheer on. Asia Wilson was here to cheer on Leah Boston. She was there, and I said, she just, these are best fans, said.
W4FCM, KD4FDI.
W4FCM, Asia Wilson was there cheering Leah Boston on. Said she's her best fan, W4FCM.
So, yeah, she's really, really good, isn't she? So, yeah, I haven't watched the women this year, and then the men, I just stopped watching them because they're so they're so bad. So, but I need to jump back on the wagon and start watching them here. But I think the men play, who do they play next?
They play Saturday. I forget who it was. I looked it up. Yeah, I'm sure you want to get out of your work, so I wouldn't keep you from that. But, yep, I'm looking forward to eating out today. My little 38s will always put it back, fell from my position, back right side.
So it's kind of hard to hear you. But anyways, well, I hope you guys have a good time going out to eat tonight and all that good stuff. And hopefully we're going to dry out and not have as much rain. But I think it's supposed to rain a little bit next week, too.
It's like Wednesday, Thursday, but we got like 5 dry days. So it's gorgeous and warmer each day. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
So how are the chickens doing? Are they, I guess they're not laying eggs, obviously.
One day. One day we got two, but she broke it and ate it, so we got one a day.
So, yeah. Well, we're doing pretty good here. Landon's definitely was a little sore yesterday, but he's definitely healed up. And just taking it easy and letting him just kind of be a couch potato and watch TV. And he's eating a lot of soft foods like cottage cheese and applesauce and stuff like that. So, but he's a trooper. He's doing really well.
Well, good. Love you. I said I got my 38, 5 o'clock position like I always do. We go out. Well, be careful today. Love you, and hope you get a lot done, and always good to hear you. KD4FDI, W4FCM. Enjoy On Patrol. Can't wait.
I forgot about that, so I'll definitely watch it tonight. I'm excited. Hi, Dad. You have a great day, and we'll catch you later. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
W4FCM, son. Be careful. Love you. Glad Lynn is all well.
HX has mobile on.
DJW mobile.
2HX says.
Kind of cool out here this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, perfect weather, perfect weather to install some heat unit.
PD when I was loading up the truck to head out to the transfer station, and they were at some place, Mount Washington, I think is what they said. 100 degrees below zero. That looked like ice, just pure ice. Nothing, that, I mean, there was buildings there, but there was nothing but ice on everything.
What do they use to heat themselves up there?
Just walking by, I wasn't watching the news. As the wife already took off and went to work, and she left the TV on where she was getting ready, and I had to go in there and turn it off before I made this trip out, and that's one of the things I saw right before I shut it off, so I'm not sure who that was, but I'm pretty sure they said Mount Washington.
Wow. Yeah, we're right on the edge of the cold front. I don't think we're going to get bad this week. We're going to get a couple of days this weekend. It's going to be real cold, but it's going to warm right back up in the 60s next week. Yay. Yeah, I'm going to install a gas pack today. I'm kicking myself because I could have done it Wednesday. it was supposed to rain all week, and I don't know what the heck happened Wednesday. It didn't rain on us.
So you're going where today?
Oh, the package unit.
Oh, okay. You're going to be there for a while then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be underneath the house for a while. Got to hook up some... Got to pull a package unit, put one back in, and then hook up the ductwork, and we should be gone. Hopefully, you know, mid to late afternoon, probably 3 or 4 o'clock, we'll be in the wind.
Well, you're under the house, you're not gonna, the wind won't be blowing, so it won't be that cold as long as you stay busy.
47 degrees, so it shouldn't be too bad. And the sun's out right now, so I mean, heck, you know, I think we'll be in pretty good shape. The biggest problem is hooking the ductwork back up, you know, and getting it wrapped and getting it secured. But the goal today is get them heat, and then I can always go back another day when it's warmer and finish up wrapping the ductwork and whatnot.
Priorities. I get that heat in there first.
Oh, yeah. It keeps kicking the rollout switch out, so. But, yeah, I know what that is. You got a bad heat exchanger. I don't want to say too much more, but I'll tell you in person the rest of the story.
Every place lasts. Anyway, I hope it lasts for a long, long time. I won't have to do anything with it. Hopefully, whoever owns my house after me will have to deal with it.
The biggest thing with the air conditioning and heat units is keeping them serviced, keeping them clean. That's the biggest issue, you know. Just like you change oil in your car every 3,000 to 5,000 miles or whatever, you got to clean your AC and heat. You got to maintain them.
And keep those filters changed. That's one thing I learned. You get a high power bill, you got to look at your filters and say, oh, yeah, about time to change those things.
I'll tell you how many times this past year or last year go into people's houses and go out there and clean out the condensing coil and actually flush out mud and grass and stuff, and then it works at its optimum. And I'm like, wow, my power bill went down. I'm like, well, yeah. You got 10 or 15 years of mud and dirt in this thing. Of course it's going to run better.
Was working. I was one of the guilty ones like that. That's the last thing I paid attention to. And, you know, when it was time to pay attention to it, I had to pay a lot of attention to it in the form of dollar bills. But now that I'm retired, I got time to think about stuff like that, you know? Everybody's at a different stage in life, and different things are important at different points in time.
Hearing the machine real well. I'm over here on Rutherford Road. I gotta load up and get going. The machine's real, real noisy here. I'll catch you later. KB2HXS will be clear. 73.
All right, Dave. Be careful out there. W4DJW Mobile.